Good morning and welcome to PCC, where we are worshiping Jesus Christ. We are living out the Father God's love, and we're transforming community by the Holy Spirit. I got a couple announcements. One of them is, if you want to know what's going on around here, read this at some point. The second is, I'm going to say this again when I call for the offering, but there are three offerings being taken this morning. There is one for Presbyterian Church of the Covenant. There's one for Music Without Borders. And if you want to donate to that, there's a scan code on the bulletins, your orders of worship. Does everybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. Good. Let me make sure. And then there's also Joy Offering. It's the Presbyterian Church of the United States. And there's also in the envelopes. There's envelopes in your bulletin. There's also a scan code. Where would we be without these QR codes, right? As a pastor, I have a conversation with God on quite a lot. And it's, as I pour out, God, how are you going to pour back into me? And that's kind of a selfish thing, but that's truth. You just welcome to Jason Griffiths, right? God's answer is Doc. And God's answer is numerous people. I love this man. I love that he loves the Lord. I love that he loves to worship the Lord. I love that his heart is bigger than this building. And to hear Jenny Park on the keys again, I'm a child of St. Andrews, and I think I've known Doc for like 20 years. I know it's at least 18, because he met my son when he was first born. 19. Gosh, they age quick, right? And this is the first time I think we lead in worship together. So I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for bringing out the choir, and make sure at some point we thank all these beautiful singers and all these beautiful musicians. You got any, Doc? Okay, excellent. Round of applause, I guess. Praise God. I'm going to invite the Blackwell family up, and they're going to light the candle of joy, the Advent candle of joy for us. As a congregation, we've been going through this devotional by Henry Nouwen. It's called O Come Emmanuel. I think there's still a couple left in the 10 days till Christmas or something. And I want to read for you this morning. I want to first say, in Advent, we actually celebrate three Advents. And Advent is simply the arrival. We celebrate the first arrival of Jesus our Lord in the form of a baby, right? We celebrate the return of our Lord and Savior and his second return, which is coming, right? It's still on the horizon. And we're about to sing, O Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. But the third Advent we celebrate are those moments where he meets us. And I'm praying, and I have been praying, that that's right now. And as we still ourselves, I want to read to you this now in quote, and then lead us in a call to worship, and then I'll pray. But here's Henry Nouwen. The paradox of expectation is indeed that those who believe in tomorrow can better live today. That those who expect joy to come out of sadness can discover the beginning of a new life in the center of the old. That those who look forward to the returning Lord can discover him already in their midst. Who in here is a fan of Amy Grant? Our call and response is based on, remember Amy Grant came out with that song, I think it was in the 80s at some point, The Joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And that's actually from Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. I'm not going to make you sing. Everybody got real nervous. But please respond to me. Okay. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
The joy of the And now let's make it communal. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Pray with me. I choose today, Lord. I choose you over everything else. I choose joy, your joy. And all God's people said,
I'm not afraid. The prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament wrote these words, "The people who walk in darkness will see a great light, a light that will shine on all who live in the land where death cast its shadow. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and the government will rest upon his shoulders."
These will be his royal titles, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His ever-expanding, peaceful kingdom will never end. He will rule forever with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David. The passionate commitment of the Lord Almighty will guarantee this.
What the prophet said about him is pretty amazing. "Then the Lord himself will give you a sign. A young woman, a virgin, will have a son and will name him Emmanuel." Emmanuel meaning God with us.
"O thou that tellest good tidings to Zion, get thee up on a high mountain. O thou that tellest good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God."
Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and everyone in the whole world will see it. The Lord himself has promised this.
Good times. This is where the fate of the world took a turn. After years of humanity trying to save themselves, sacrifice after sacrifice, offering after offering, animals were not enough. Priestly intercession was not enough, for these were simply a foreshadow of what was to come. The ultimate sacrifice and intercession was needed. One that would fully and finally bridge the gap for humanity to be with God once and for all, ending the 400 years of silence. So he came. God incarnate here to dwell, to live the perfect life that we could never live, to die the death that was meant for us, but to ultimately rise again, giving us life and freedom, becoming the fulfillment of Israel's hopes and dreams. So what could we possibly give to the giver of this gift? To the one who stepped through time and space in order to free us? Nothing but our sinful, broken human hearts. So, Lord, just like those there that night so many years ago, awaken our hearts, souls, and minds to respond with faith, joy, and worship. As we gaze upon the gift of all gifts, the Savior from heaven, Jesus.
Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of shadow of death, a light has dawned.
Behold, the King has come, divinity incarnate, creator of the world, breathing our air. Behold, what light has come, and the dark cannot contain it. The Savior of the world is finally here.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Come, let us adore him. For he alone is worthy, Christ the Lord.
Behold the Father's love beyond all comprehension. He gave his only Son to die in our place. Go and see that empty tomb. He's not there, for he is risen. Every heart prepare him room. Jesus Christ, the King of heaven. Oh, come, let us adore him. Come, let us adore him. For he alone is worthy, Christ the Lord.
We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory, Christ the Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory, Christ the Lord. We praise your name forever. We praise your name forever, Christ.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
Thank you.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests."
God and sinners friend and son.
When the shepherds had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning all that had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Welcome to me, child.
Would you say that with me? You are welcome here. Ready? You are welcome here. What an awesome plea, right? Let's continue in worship. I'll tell you a story as we're singing through the Christmas story. In August, actually the right at the beginning of August, our choir director, Cornell, told me he's going to retire after 20 years of ministering in this place and leading this congregation in worship. And do you remember in 1999, right, they thought the world was going to stop? I remember me and Linda Bertone were working together, and I was working at St. Andrews, and everybody was saying the computers are going to stop working, and they got everything, I mean, you stockpiled all that stuff. I had that same exact feeling. I was like, oh my goodness, what does this place look like without Cornell? And I called James, and he didn't answer, and I was kind of bummed, and I left a frantic message. But then he texted back, I'm actually in the Philippines, and he was ministering to this school. What's the name of the school? Cuatro Christian School in the Philippines, and it's sprouted up to 600 students. I want to say that as you give an offering and write to Music Across Borders, it goes to that ministry. These people do this out of the kindness of their heart, and I can't believe that. That's so many hours, but it's a funnel, and it goes straight over to the Philippines and helps give scholarship to these kids over in the Philippines. I want to go back to my story. Doc texted back and said, I'm ministering over here in the Philippines. You remember that ministry? And I was like, in my mind, yeah. And he ended it with, I'll be happy to serve and help out in any way possible to me. And it ministered to me. And it's one of those moments. And that was the foundation of us being in this room together, walking through the Christmas story, praising God, a God who draws near. In response to that drawing near, let's continue in worship, and I'm going to call my ushers to get in their positions, and I will say once again that there's envelopes for the joy offering, which goes to the PCUSA, and then there are, if you want to give your offering to the ministry through Music Without Borders, right on that check, Music Without Borders. There's also, like I said earlier at the beginning of the service, there's Scantron things that you can take home and donate. And any loose change is going to go towards the Pacific Chorale. This morning's offerings, tithes, gifts, and praises are now received.
Picture this. It's a cold winter's night. Snow is gently falling. Darkness surrounds you, and you struggle to see. Everything is obscure.
Born, they tell us that a light appeared in the sky. A light that not even the greatest of astronomers could identify. A light so bright that even darkness had to flee. A light so powerful that even the worst of what we had done was not only exposed, it was cleansed, forgiven, and forgotten. You see, this is why Jesus came to earth, to give us that light, so that we would have the same joy and the same love and the same light everywhere we go. And the best news is, this is a light meant for all. It is freely offered. You see, Christmas is more than the warmth of friends and family, more than nostalgia, the gifts, and memories. It is about the greatest gift ever. forgiven because a world in darkness has not only seen a great light. No, we have seen the greatest light, and his name is Jesus.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, wise men from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star at its rising and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was deeply disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. So he assembled all the chief priests and scribes of the people and asked them where the Messiah would be born. "In Bethlehem of Judea," they told him, "because this is what was written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah, because out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" After hearing the king, the wise men went on their way. And there it was, the star they had seen at its rising. It led them until it came and stopped above the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overwhelmed with joy. Entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and falling to their knees, they worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of Angels.
Oh, come, oh, come, let us adore him. We bow our hearts before him, for he is Christ the Lord.
Him, Christ the Lord.
I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do.
I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like
This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo, right? I tell you, I've seen this choir a couple times, actually probably a bunch of times, but that was the best I've ever seen them. It probably has something to do with this being, you know, the outpost of the kingdom of God that I serve in. It's like having the Beatles in your living room, you know, like, I'd love to just give a round of applause first to the musicians, please. Thank you so much. You sounded amazing. Round of applause to the, how about Jenny Park right there? Round of applause to Jenny Park. Woo-hoo! Let's give a round of applause to this amazing choir. Thank you so much. And then last but not least, my buddy, my friend, my mentor, my hero, the guy who comes through, Doc Milton. I noticed Juliana's here, and she's going to be offering free blood pressure checks. That's honest. That's just third Sunday of the month. She's our parish nurse. So if you want, you should probably get your blood checked and then eat lasagna and pizza, because there's lasagna and pizza as well. Would you please stand with me for this morning's benediction? And then James, if you need to sit him back down to listen to the postlude, whatever. Receive this benediction. May God's face shine upon you. May the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit guard and keep you. And may the peace of Christ, the shalom, that is found in Christ alone, that far surpasses anything this world can offer, may that peace guard your heart and your mind today, tomorrow, forevermore. Let it be so. Amen.